This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Hour number two. Hour number one was so action-packed that one of my fans, Dave, sent an email and said, is this a rerun? Because he thought this was like an hour number two or number three that was placed over hour number one. Because he's never heard the show open with a guest and then another guest and then another guest. All four segments of hour one had guests. But, you know... First of all, I have guests like Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, the old Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage. Nobody in the history of radio has gotten better guests than I have. And it's really quite amazing. And that's a testament to A, they all want to be on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and B, Andrew Paul, executive producer and booker, is doing a fabulous job of getting me great guests. Some of them he thinks on his own, and some of them I go, hey, I want this guy or this gal, and can you round him up for me? And boom, within a week, I got him. So thank you, Andrew. Great job. Andrew Paul is doing a bang-up job, and today we opened the show. I never had a guest in the first segment other than President Trump. So Megan Barth is a first segment opener along with President Trump. In the history of the show, President Donald Trump and Megan Barth, the only two to ever be in the first segment of hour number one. So that's why Dave was confused. He's never heard that before. And you say, why Megan Barth in segment one? Why was it that important? I think the story that she has uncovered... and that I found out about last night. Her article came out today. But the story has been going around like crazy since yesterday afternoon. And all over Las Vegas, people heard about the fact that the deadline is June 30th, which is tomorrow, Thursday, tomorrow, June 30th, the deadline if you want to not pay 8% increase in property taxes instead of 3% increase. By law, it's limited to 3% in the state of Nevada. By law. But they're charging everybody 8% because they're assuming that you have a rental property, a commercial property, unless you opt out and prove you don't, which is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. Matter of fact, Jed, one of my fans, sent me the actual postcard he got in the mail that he never opened in his life till he heard my show. And then he went back and found the postcard, and now he's going to send it in. And it says at the bottom, please verify your tax cap percentage. Nobody sees that. If this is your primary residence... and your tax cap is not 3%, which, by the way, that makes no sense. I'm now reading it and going, did I read that wrong? No. Here's what it says. If this is your primary residence, oh, and your tax cap is not 3%, please email the assessor's office. What they're trying to say is, it sounds like broken English, but if this is your primary residence, you should be paying 3%. And if your tax cap is not 3%, it's 8%, you've got to tell the assessor's office. But that is the worst written English I've ever seen. And that's because, you know, most government employees are so dumb they couldn't spell cop if I spotted them the C and the O. And so they don't even know how to write something like a human being that anybody would understand in common English. I mean, how dumb is the person that created this? If this is your primary residence and your tax cap is not 3%, please email the assessor's office. It should say, if this is your primary residence, your tax cap should be 3%. If it is 8%, we have made a terrible mistake. Please contact us so you don't pay 8%. Right? But they don't say that. They say it in non-proper English that no one can even understand. The mail sucks. It's also delivered by Democrat morons. Okay? What do they say? They call it going postal when you shoot 12 people. That's because the post office has such a great reputation that they know post office employees shoot each other. in mass killings. So the post office is incompetent. They may not ever deliver it. If you do check the right box, they may never deliver that to the assessor's office. They do this on purpose. This is a scam. This is fraud. People should be indicted. They're asking you to opt out, and if you don't ever see the postcard, they make believe that your property is a rental property, and you get an 8% bump instead of a 3% bump in your property taxes, which could be hundreds a year, which could be thousands a year. And they don't care because you have until June 30th to opt out and inform the assessor's office that they're wrong, and it's not supposed to be 8%, it's supposed to be a 3% increase. And June 30th is tomorrow, and nobody knew that, and you're not going to get your tax bill until July. July is when you get your property tax bill. At that point, you'll see that it's 8% if you never saw this postcard, and at that point, you cannot get it corrected, and you're going to have to pay the 8%. Not only will you be ripped off this year, but all years going forward, because now the base starts there, and next year when you hammer them, and you make sure it's 3%, it's already based on this year with the 8% raise. So you're getting increased every year hundreds of dollars more. And this is the kind of thing that if private industry does it, private sector does it, the CEO is indicted. And the CEO is put on the front page of a newspaper and called a scam artist and a Ponzi schemer. And if you did this to senior citizens, and you're in the private sector, they add new charges, and it's 20 years in jail instead of 5 years in jail for being misleading and misrepresenting and committing fraud, because you know that people are not going to see the postcard, and they're never going to opt out, and you know that the deadline is too short, and they're never going to get there in time. And you also, even more important to prove my point, this is fraud. My wife, Cindy, checked with quite a few people, and all of them, she checked with, had different answers. Some never heard of this. 90% of them never heard of this. So they then raced in shock and panic to the assessor's website, and it took them a long period of time to figure out what to do. And eventually they found out they're at 8% when they should be at 3%. So this is a ripoff and it's fraud. But at least two of them told her they saw the postcard, they sent it in, and they said, I'm a primary residence, and it's supposed to be a 3% capped increase. And they went to look now, and it's at 8%, and they ignored the postcard. So either the post office didn't deliver it, or these guys will claim they never saw it. This is a scam. This is how government steals your money. The assessor's office, everyone should be fired, and everyone should be indicted. They're all crooks. They're all frauds. Our whole government is frauds. You wonder why a French Revolution is forming. You wonder why people want to kill, want to have a revolution. People want to have a civil war. I don't want any of that. I don't want one person to be hurt. I don't want this terrible person to ever be hurt, because it makes them a martyr. And it makes Republicans and honest people who have property and taxes to pay, who have always done the right thing and paid it, it makes us look bad. So I never want violence. I never want murder. I never want anybody, a mob to appear. I never want a mob to hang somebody or lynch somebody. None of it. I don't want a civil war. I don't want a revolution. I don't want a French Revolution. But the people are angry, and they want people's heads on a stick. They want to hang them in a courtyard. I don't want that to happen. What I want is to get rid of that anger. I want someone to be indicted, and I want someone to be convicted and pay for the crimes against the American people who work for a living, who bust their butts, who bust their humps, who pay their taxes, and who get ripped off like this for the government. I'm sick of it, and you're sick of it, and it's time to take these people out. But not to kill them. That's not what I'm talking about. Not to hurt a hair on their head. It's time to arrest them and take them out like they did to Peter Navarro, who did nothing wrong, ever. 70-plus years old, has never done anything wrong in his life, was one of the most important officials in the federal government of the Donald Trump administration, and they took him from the airport in handcuffs and leg irons. And that's what they need to do with all these government officials that are ripping you off, like these people at the assessor's office in Clark County. It's a disgrace. So never hurt anybody. Never have a mob scene. Never try and hurt a hair on their head. But we need to make our voices clear that these people are thieves and scoundrels and scum, and they've got to be stopped, and they've got to be indicted, and they've got to be arrested, and this has to stop. Because this is fraud. This is pure fraud, but they cover their asses because they know they're going to say, ooh, the legislature passed it, 8% for commercial, 3%, and we gave everyone a chance. We sent out a postcard. We even gave them a date, June 30th. No one saw the postcard. You can't prove the postcard was ever delivered. Here's my answer. You should have sent the postcard certified mail. And if you don't send it certified mail, you can't prove it was ever received, and you can't prove anyone should be hiked 8%, number one. Number two, you have no right to assume that any homeowner in America is a renter and it's a commercial property unless they tell you otherwise. That's the scam. You have no right to put the onus on us. The burden should be on you, the government, to prove that I have a commercial property. You're liars, you're frauds, and you're thieves. You know what they used to do in the old days, the horse thieves? They hung them. I don't want you to be hung. I want an example to be made. I want you to be indicted and arrested and tried in an American court system with a good lawyer and then found guilty and spend a few years in jail to think about the crimes you've committed against the American people. Never hurt a hair on anyone's head, because then Republicans and conservatives get blamed for it. Patriots get blamed for it. Christians get blamed for it. Never violence. Never hurt a hair on their head. Never anything bad. But we've got to hold firm that these people have committed a crime, and that June 30th date is the real key to the crime, the postcard that wasn't sent certified mail that nobody saw, and the June 30th date where they claim if you don't change it by this date, then the mistake is codified and you have to pay the 8%. This is government fraud. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Paid for by Government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-795-7000.
1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root trying to save the taxpayers of Clark County. You're being ripped off, ripped off, ripped off. Fraud alert. The government's trying to rip you off and steal your money while you own a home and pay property taxes. They want to rip you off. The assessor's office, all of you should be indicted. This is a crime. Here's a letter I got from one of my fans. Fortunately, they've decided to explain the situation on the website. Well, yeah, because people are heading down there to lynch them. Yeah, sure. They're hysterical. They're getting nervous because the people found out your scam, you scumbags. The assessor's office, you're scumbags. She says, but before then, I know personally of so many friends who discovered they're being taxed at 8%. So this is a real scam. If your home is your primary residence and not an investment property, the tax rate is supposed to be capped at 3%. The switch to your home being listed as investment property was, quote, inadvertent. Oops, sorry. The change back to 3% can be made by filling out a form. They were handing out armloads of forms in the lobby till they ran out this morning. Gee, I wonder why. You have to go to Clark County headquarters to get the form. Clark County headquarters is at, get your pens ready, 500 South Grand Central Parkway. Like anyone has time for this with the deadline tomorrow. 500 South Grand Central Parkway, and the phone number is 702-455-0000. 500 South Grand Central Parkway, Las Vegas. The zip is 89155. The phone number is 702-455-0000. We've been told that tomorrow is the final day to submit the form requesting the change, at least to affect the upcoming payment. This is a great way to raise taxes when no one is looking. The lady at our window said she double-checks her taxes often just to make sure. Good to know we have to check up every little oopsie change they insert into our accounts. Unfortunately, the online system and all the phone lines have been down, which makes it difficult to check. She said the systems have been overwhelmed. Gee, I wonder why. I don't think they expected anyone to discover their little scam. I'll give you one more that just came in from one of my fans. Wayne, the Clark County Government Center is jam-packed. It's beyond anything I've ever seen before. It is a cluster F at the Clark County Government Center. There are easily 500 people here. Maybe it's 1,000, all mad as hell. One of the Clark County Government employees has said, this is a one-time thing. I explained to him that it's capped at 3% by law, but he said we have to do this anyway, irregardless this year. He said you needed to return your postcard. I explained to him I never received a postcard. Of course, he had no answer for that. Democrat scam. I'm sure they knew exactly what they were doing. They tried to pull a fast one on the public to raise taxes on everyone. Typical Democrat fraud scam. Ponzi scheme. Tax and spend. We need to be on the lookout for more of this kind of nonsense going on in Nevada. Nevada is a, you know, a hellhole. I love it here. I've lived here 20 years, but it is a ghetto. And what I mean by that is it was like the Jewish ghetto. I'm a Jew. What was the Jewish ghetto in Nazi Germany? They meant that the Nazis herded everyone into one place. And this is like a ghetto for bad government Democrats. They've stolen the state. They've rigged the state. They've let all the illegal aliens vote. And don't ever tell me if there's some politician listening, oh, Wayne's wrong. Illegals can't vote. You lying scumbag. Every illegal was given the right to get a driver's license. Fact. And the moment you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. Every illegal in this state is registered to vote, and most of them are voting, and all of them in the Culinary Union are voting in Spanish in front of them with rules and orders from their bosses who to vote for, Democrat all the way down the line. This state and this city is a Democrat ghetto, a Democrat hellhole. Here's what I put on my Truth Social and my Getter account moments ago, my social media. Nevada, my state, is a rigged Democrat-run Ponzi scheme. Proof government is stealing from taxpayers. All government officials involved should be indicted and spend years in prison. How many senior citizens will be ripped off? That's a major fraud crime. Property tax scam. Hashtag Ponzi scheme. And then I put the article from Megan Barth from the Nevada Globe. I'm warning the whole world. I am Wayne Revere, as in Wayne's version of Paul Revere. I'm telling the whole world, Nevada, what happens here doesn't stay here. You know this is happening everywhere in America. Democrat frauds are trying to rip off the taxpayers and the property owners. You're a bunch of scumbag scam artists trying to steal our money because you're not talented enough to make any yourself, you government employee losers. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am the hero of the working man. I look out for people that work for a living, not the bums of government, not the bums on welfare that you spend all day long ripping us off for so you can steal our money and redistribute it to people on welfare. That's what government does all day long so they can keep getting reelected by the people who want their welfare checks to keep coming. They need to keep stealing our money. I'm Wayne Allen Root. God bless you. Keep fighting.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10,000 civilian casualties are being reported as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine goes on. the United Nations warning that number is most likely considerably higher. It went on to say it has documented violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including war crimes. R&B singer R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in prison after he was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking charges. One of his victims, Lizette Martinez, who was 17 when she was abused by R. Kelly, says she wasn't sure if the singer would ever be held accountable.
I'm grateful for today, and I'm grateful that Robert Sylvester Kelly is away, will stay away, and will not be able to harm anyone else.
R. Kelly denies any wrongdoing, and his team plans to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The root's on fire. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health are my great friends and great sponsors of the show. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I didn't know I had any inner body fat. I didn't know I had fat, period. I've been thin my whole life, never been fat a day in my life, always been in shape. And yet I lost 25 pounds of fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now 20 months later, I have to update this ad. It's been about 20 months and getting close to 2 years later. I look and feel fantastic, and I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass video and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and you see if it makes sense for you. It's that simple. And you'll learn the correct blend of extra, which are the life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you to get 40% off. It's the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. When you mention WAR or Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off, your life will never be the same. EnergizedHealth.com. So we've got a guest with us, John O'Neill, co-author of a new book, The Dancer and the Devil. Was COVID-19 released in a Wuhan lab? He's done extensive research on the release of pandemics by governments. By the way, John O'Neill, I've now given a new name to what Biden has done to us. I'm calling it the Biden Inflation Pandemic, because we all know COVID barely killed a single person that was healthy in the whole United States. You have nothing to worry about if you're an average healthy person. But inflation is screwing all of us far worse. I'm far more angry and upset and ruined and damaged by inflation than I ever was over COVID. And so I call it an inflation pandemic caused on purpose intentionally by Biden and the Democrat Party. I think they need to have that word pandemic associated with inflation. What do you think about that, John O'Neill?
Well, he's certainly done that, too. Anybody that's stupid enough to attack the production out in West Texas in the Permian Basin with regulations that prevent new drilling, at the same time while seeking to beg oil from Iran, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia, is either delusional or is embarked on the actual destruction of the American economy.
And that's what he's doing. He's trying to destroy our country. It's not him, because he's a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia who doesn't deserve to be in anything but an assisted living home, let alone the White House. But it is the people behind him who are hell-bent on destroying the United States. I believe it's Obama, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the Chinese Communist Party kind of in a partnership to destroy this country. But John, you're a co-author of a new book called The Dancer and the Devil. Was COVID-19 released in a Wuhan lab? I think I want to hear your answer on that, and then I want to hear your answer. Was it released by mistake, or was it released intentionally to destroy this country's economy and make sure that Trump would not be reelected so China would be back in the driver's seat? So give me two answers on that one.
Wayne Allyn, there are 100,000 people a day being diagnosed with this thing right now. As you know, it crippled our economy, and mostly due to stupid measurements. Stupid measures taken by Fauci and the NIH and complicit politicians. It killed a lot of people, too, 1.1 million, about 300 to 400 people a day. And the vaccines that they promised have not proven to be effective, although there are a lot of treatment measures available now. The book highlights and goes through the actual development of bioweapons like anthrax, first developed by Stalin, beginning in the 1920s and used repeatedly on people detailed in the book, like Anna Pavlova, Gorky, the great humanitarian Wallenberg, who was actually used as a test rat in the poison lab in Russia, and then the development of huge bioweapons facilities at places like Saratov and by the Soviet Union, relying on defectors who have detailed it. These spread into China, and China by 2004 had 15 large bioweapons facilities. His job was not to try and treat people. It was actually to destroy people by weaponizing viruses, a whole sequence of viruses, like Marsburger and so on, that are discussed in the book. So that there is a long history of the development of bioweapons in China. They leaked in 1977, killed several million people in the world, as the book dictates, and which the Chinese have acknowledged. They leaked in vaccine tests that they were conducting with their own army, and they leaked at other times, and they leaked in Russia. Now, turning directly to the COVID-19 virus, which has, after all, killed 1,100,000 people here, 18 people worldwide, 96.2% of that virus comes, everybody agrees, from a horseshoe bat located in the Himalayas that has never been within 500 miles of Wuhan, China, except when it was brought to Wuhan, China in 2015 in a program partly sponsored by us, by the United States, providing money to
And I assume, John, I assume brought, when you say sponsored by the United States, the CDC and Dr. Fauci are the ones who were intimately involved in bringing it to the biowarfare labs in China, yes?
They were. And the whole thing, the repeated insistence that it be of natural origin is a scam, Wayne Allen. It's a scam to hide the involvement, indirect, of Fauci and the NIH in the development of the biolab and stuff that led to this through a process called enhancement. Anyway, 96.2% of it comes from this bat in the Himalayas. 3.8% has never been found anywhere in the world. Fauci's theory, which he espoused as people died, was that one of these bats had somehow mated with something else and made it to the doorsteps of the Wuhan biological laboratories and military laboratories in Wuhan, at whence this aberrant bat somehow had spread the disease. It was a nonsense theory from the very beginning for a lot of different reasons. There have been Chinese virologists who escaped from China who said, no, this is a manufactured virus, but Fauci nonetheless pushed it. Lately, the entire series begun to collapse, and Fauci, despite spending millions and millions of dollars searching for this virus in a natural setting and unable to find it, unable to find any bat close to Wuhan matching the bat of this horseshoe bat, he remains the lonely hunter. He's the only, I think, one of the very few people in the world who still claims that that was a natural occurrence, a natural virus. The latest development was the exposure, which he concealed, of a 2018 grant proposal made a year before the virus came out by the NIH that actually proposed taking a coronavirus and attaching the same hook to it. It was turned down in the United States, and a co-participant in that grant application was the Wuhan lab, the very same lab that this coronavirus appeared right on the steps of, all of which he lied about it, all of which he concealed at the time. And so on, as people died a year, 2 years later. So it's one of the great medical scams of all of history. I mean, we impeached a president 50 years ago because he participated in concealing a burglary in the Watergate Hotel. And yet we've allowed these guys to go forward with a scam that's killed 1,100,000 people here, the origin of it, concealed the origin of it, and 18 million people worldwide.
And John, don't forget, you know, when you say it's killed 1,000,001 here, I want to stress that, number one, they say everyone in the whole world who dies with COVID died of COVID, and that's not really true. If you have cancer, if you have a terrible disease, right, a lot of them, a huge portion of them died with COVID. If you have cancer and you die of the flu, you didn't die of the flu, you died of cancer. But they're calling it COVID because they want the big bonuses for the hospitals and the doctors. That's number one. And number two, I would say at least 900,000 of the 1.1 million that died in America would have lived if they had given them even either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, preferably ivermectin plus vitamin, megadoses of vitamin C plus megadoses of vitamin D plus zinc plus quercetin. They would have gotten an incredible rate of survival, and instead they banned those things and slandered those drugs and slandered those vitamins and slandered and removed from the job any doctor who was bold enough to talk about those vitamins and those therapeutics. And the next thing you know, there's 1.1 million dead. And really, most of them did not have to die. And I'm a witness. I got COVID,
And it was a little cold for 48 hours and gone because I took ivermectin and it just killed it right away. Ivermectin and intravenous vitamin C and lots of zinc and I was fine. So, you know, this is one big giant scam. It was the flu, and if you give people ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine plus vitamins, the flu goes away. But they wouldn't give that. They wouldn't tell anybody that. That's the second big part of the scam. You understand that, right? First send it our way, and then make sure everybody dies.
You're absolutely correct. And, yeah. Of course, understand, if we had realized in the beginning that we were dealing with a flu that was of artificial creation, we could have dealt much more effectively with it. We wouldn't have put thousands of people on ventilators, which was a death sentence, instead of using oxygen concentrators and the drugs like ivermectin. We lost 16,000 people in New York City on ventilators early on, and the guy who was supposed to be prepared for all this was Fauci. And the guy who actually had submitted a grant proposal very close to the actual bug, which you'd have to believe he was God if he knew that somehow a bat, which never existed, flew to Wuhan and mated and produced a year later exactly the same flu that he claimed in the grant proposal he wanted to produce.
Yeah,
so you're absolutely correct. The treatment of the deal was an absolute disaster and a disgrace.
It's so sad, John, because they set out to destroy Trump and to make sure he wasn't reelected. And they did it not only by destroying the economy and making 40 million people jobless and killing the GDP of the United States, which was the best economy of my lifetime, maybe the best ever. But they also made sure we had mail-in ballots and therefore, without voter ID, massive fraud. And they stole the election from Trump. Even with all that, I believe Trump won by a landslide. And they stole it. John O'Neill, his new book, The Dancer and the Devil, was COVID-19 released in a Wuhan lab. Thank you, John. God bless you for all the work you're doing. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Bureau. Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard?
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The roots on fire. I want to start by thanking the sponsor of the segment of the show, Kyle LaBrue, for U.S. Congress. Kyle's running a candidate for Congress in Missouri's CD4, 4th District. He is a Wayne Root kind of Republican, strong, unapologetic conservative, a strong, unapologetic America First conservative, a Donald Trump supporter all the way through. He doesn't believe that we need more Republicans in Congress. Nor do I. He believes we need more good Republicans in Congress. So do I. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. He's not there to enrich himself. He's there to enrich you. He wants America to be a prosperous country. He knows that the government works for the people, not the other way around. That's my guy. So no matter where you are listening to this right now, in Las Vegas or anywhere else, I want you to go to KyleLaBrue.com. Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E. Like the letter, like the color blue, Kyle LaBrue. Not blue, but brew. So it's blue with an R, brew. Kyle LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E. He is a fantastic candidate, and if you give him $25, $50, $100, $1,000, I'll be really thankful. I know a couple of my fans have now given them $500 each. So, and they're the only ones who happen to tell me they gave that much, but I'm sure others have given $500, $750, $1,000, whatever. But if you give them $25, I'm happy. We got to support people like him and get him into Congress and make him one of the leaders of the freshman class. KyleLaBrue.com, paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. A little bit of sad news I've got for you. And when I say a little bit, I just meant it's going to be kind of a quick one, but it's actually a lot of sad news because he's a very special man and very special to me. There's no doctor that's been on this show more than Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. And he has saved thousands of lives during the COVID pandemic and beyond with his Zelenko protocols, which is hydroxychloroquine and vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and quercetin. And also an antibiotic like Z-Pak. And Dr. Zelenko, you know, selflessly saved so many thousands of people and treated people with COVID and was never a mask wearer. And he's now in critical condition, transferred to the ICU. He's got very bad cancer. And he had it long before COVID. Matter of fact, he admitted to me that years ago he had lung cancer and they had to remove his lung. And admitted to me that now he had, recently, that he has lung cancer in the lung that's remaining. And he's also got cancer in his heart. I didn't even know there was such a thing. A tumor has been found on his heart's upper right ventricle. So he's got heart cancer and lung cancer in the only lung he's got left. So he's in critical condition, transferred to the ICU this week. Our prayers are with him. Please say a prayer for Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. We want him to pull through and make it through a tough time. Cancer is a very tough thing. I lost both my parents 28 days apart to cancer. It's always something I feel very very teary-eyed about. The minute I hear the word cancer, I tear up. I can't help it because I always think of my parents. Dr. Zelenko, we love you and we pray for you. And speaking of Dr. Zelenko, I got to talk a little bit about COVID and the COVID vaccine, because he's a guy who believes the COVID vaccine is a terrible thing. It's killing so many people and hurting so many people. So first of all, here's a headline. Snake oil, the most vaxxed country in Europe, now has its worst COVID outcomes. You think maybe those two things are related? So virtually every single adult in Portugal has taken at least two doses of the miracle COVID vaccine, and the vast majority are triple boosted. Yet this month, the most vaxxed country in Europe has reported the worst outcomes in Europe. Portugal remains the European Union country with the most new cases of COVID-19 per million in the last 7 days and is second in the entire world. So everybody's been shot up two, three, and more times, including the booster, in Portugal with the COVID vaccine. And Portugal is experiencing, and this is a quote from the Guardian newspaper in England, Portugal is experiencing the most dramatic wave in Europe, with infections remaining at a seven-day average of over 2,000 a day, the second highest case rate in the world. So these miracle vaccines do nothing. As I've proven on this show again and again and again, I've got every study you'd ever want to see. Every study you'd ever want to see that proves that the more vaccinated you are, the better chance you're sick with COVID, the better chance you're hospitalized with COVID, the better chance you die with COVID, and the better chance you get heart disease, cardiac arrest, dead from heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, shingles, massive shingles attacks that are disfiguring and so painful you won't go to work until they're gone. It might be months before they're gone. There's so many things I could tell you bad about this vaccine. In the name of Dr. Zelenko, 32-year-old comedian Nick Nemiroff, I mentioned this yesterday, dies in his sleep after putting a post up days earlier about suffering the side effects of COVID vaccines and saying, fool me once, Pfizer, fool me twice, Pfizer, I'll never get the booster, you will not fool me a third time, and then he died in his sleep. That's the vaccine. And then here's another article, COVID vaccines have killed at least 750,000 people in the United States so far, and the body count keeps growing. This is from Steve Kirsch's vaccine poll that when you extrapolate out shows somewhere between 600,000 and 900,000 dead, in the, 800,000 dead in the United States for the COVID vaccine, and over 5 million fully vaccinated Americans now unable to work because of the jabs and disabled no longer can work, and up to 6.6% with major heart problems, all people have been vaccinated. Amazing numbers.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.